I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there.
Hi there.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Michael.
And this is the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Season 2!
What's going on, bro?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing well. There's some stuff that's gone on lately.
Yeah?
First of all, our episode 1 premiered. I hope everyone enjoyed the VTuber spectacular, and yeah. I mean, I watched it. I thought it was awesome. It was cool to see.
It's crazy now. We're here, and it's actually a thing.
Yeah, it's just crazy to see it come to life, especially since we worked like so hard, you know, these past few months to get it rolling and everything, and then like to see it come to fruition and have it work is a great feeling.
Yeah, it definitely, like, fucking, again, like, so many learning curves to using live 2D and all that stuff.
And no, I agree. But we're getting it situated. It's looking good so far.
Wow! Just a little bit laggy.
A little bit laggy. The green screen, you know. I'm coming in the cut. What's up?
We's green screen going through a LAN connection.
Yeah, so it's a little laggy, but whatever,
we'll find a way, don't worry.
Yeah, one day. It's a process. It's all a process.
So anyway,
there's some crazy shit that went down this week.
Yeah. On a brighter side, before we get into stuff, you may see, if you paid attention to the background, we've kind of decked out the studio a little bit more.
Yeah, we put some items in there that, you know, characterize us a little bit. Yeah. Makes it a little homier.
Yeah, I guess switches and the PS4. The PS2, I'm sorry. And I got my soundboard. Oh.
Yay! Oh. That was all delayed.
Sorry, it was a little bit. There we go.
There it is. Hey. Yeah, it's a little cozy. We just moved in on the first episode, but now we're settled.
Got everything out of the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah,
I think, you know how we were talking about how Smash Bros. Is done?
Oh, yeah, one of the podcasts we were going.
Yeah, like a little while ago on season 1. Check it out.
Episode 20.
Hey. I think a new challenger approaches.
A new challenger? Yes. Sakurai announced a new person?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
You want to know his name?
Yeah, who is it?
His name is Will fucking Smith.
Will Smith?
Will Smith.
I don't remember him in Zelda.
He's one of the side quests.
Oh, is it?
See, so normally he just sells you things, but if you call him or his wife bald, he slaps the motherfucking shit out of you. That was crazy, huh?
I mean, it certainly brought some excitement to the Oscars, because every other time it's kind of like...
I know. I mean, the ratings for the Oscars has been kind of shit for like a while now.
Because, well, like, what's the point, right? Like, what's the point of watching it?
There is no point. It's just Hollywood glorifying.
We know it's rigged.
Yeah, I mean, just to give some context, I'm sure everybody knows. And I kind of want to be brief about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it's being a little overplayed. Like, you know,
yeah,
I think people are starting to get over it, but it's crazy. So Chris Rock, it was the host or the co-host of the Oscars, and as a comedian and as a jester, right? Just yeah, that's basically the job, right?
Right.
And you make fun of the royalty, quote unquote, which mm-hmm. would be the celebrities, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're in the front row, you would imagine that you're going to get targeted because you're in the front row.
Yeah.
So as a comedian, you're just going to pick and choose things and just have a little fun with people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Rock looked at Will Smith and Jada Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, excuse me. And he said, "Hey, Jada, you're bald. Can't wait for G.I. Jane." And then. Yeah, right. So initially looked like Will Smith had a chuckle about it.
Yeah.
You know, ha 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 ha, yeah, she's bald.
But then you see what happened.
And then he looked to his corner.
Oh.
And he was like, "Oh, fuck." So then he strutted his way down the runway. And
he activated his stand.
He said, "Rock, paper." He cocked it back and everything. So he got in his proper stance. He rolled a D20. It was successful. And he smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. And that's a quote. Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he kind of just sat back down and then screamed some profanity at Chris Rock, basically saying, "Don't talk about my wife." And the show went on. And then 5 minutes later, he won an Oscar for Best Actor, I think. And
what did he even star in?
Yeah.
What he started, yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. Why don't you give us your 2 cents on this?
I only care because the memes have come out of it. That's all I care about. Like, dude, who gives a shit about celebrity drama? Like, it's like they already got over it. Like, it's like I apologize. You know, oh, he did a whole speech thing. Like, it was
that
like,
was unhinged, but we'll get there.
Yeah. And it's like, again, like you see right now, this wonderful artist is recreating the JoJo walk.
Like, I mean, that's dynamic as hell, man. That looks shout out.
Yeah. And then also, like, I followed like the prequel memes subreddit. And it's like, you have the like Will Smith kind of chuckling at it. It pans over to his wife, and it's like the emperor. It's like execute order 66, and then he gets like stone faced and like goes up and slaps.
I mean, all right. So here's what I think happened. Okay, I think Chris Rock said the joke, and Will Smith thought it was funny,
and then looked over,
and he looked over, and
you really.
And I think what happened was. Is that Will Smith in his mind in that in the 5 seconds time stopped.
Yeah.
Right. And he thought to himself, I have two options. Okay. I one have a good night at the Oscars by saying this is wrong or doing something brash or whatever.
Okay.
Two, I have a horrible night because I laughed at this and I do nothing. And even if I win, I'm still screwed. And I think he went with option one.
Do I want to clap them cheeks tonight is the end.
Yeah. I don't know. No. I don't know if he'd be in there.
No, no.
Maybe August. Let's just say Will Smith went home in a different car that night.
Oh.
All right. So I'll give my 2 cents on this. I'm going to be, respectful to each party.
Okay.
I do think Will Smith and Jada Smith were being very sensitive with the topic at hand. I think it was definitely wrong to slap Chris Rock because that's assault. You just don't do that.
Well, especially it's very drastic to be like just march on stage in the middle of a show and just. Hit the host. Hit one of the hosts.
Yeah, and just walk back to your seat like nothing should happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know what was going on in his head. I mean, he seemed like pretty unhinged in general.
That Bel Air reboot, man, is like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the whole speech also was kind of just unhinged. He was, like, crying and saying that he wants to live for love, even though he just didn't act the violence. And I think, like, for the joke at hand, it was very, 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 like, tame. Like, I know she has alopecia. I know that could be traumatizing. I'm not, like, you know, not diminishing her dread about it. But at the same time, like... I don't know. It could have been worse, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like if this is something that bothers you, like, his speech would have been a good time. He could have shouted just something out right then and there and said, you know, even the first, like, the thing he said after he slapped him, he could, that's all he had to do.
Or even, like, just kind of, like, message, like, you know, that's not...
Yeah, or just be like, hey, like, at the end of, like, on the end of the show, like, obviously they know each other, you know what I mean? Right. They've been in the game for so long.
Mm.
Like, there's no way they couldn't just, like, sit down and have a conversation about it at the end, you yeah. know? Like adults.
Have you seen the, I don't want to say conspiracy theories, but, like...
That it was fake or something?
Yeah, that was staged.
Nah, I mean, once you see the reactions, you can say that all the way up until the reaction. Like, Chris Rock seemed generally, like, puzzled and, like, trying to restrain himself. Mm. And Will Smith was just out there. Like, if you look at his face when he was, like, keep your my wife's name out your, you know, mouth. You know, whatever the case may be.
Are we censoring yourselves now?
I don't know. I guess for this topic, I'm just trying to be, like...
Okay.
For myself, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to... I'm not kind of, you know, just yeah. trying to be sensitive about it. Yeah, I think it was just uncalled for, no matter what. You know what I mean? It's his job to heckle the crowd. I mean, Ricky Gervais, is that how you say his name? Jervis or whatever, Dravis. The British dude.
Wow, we're going to be called.
I'm just saying, like, he said way worse shit at his Oscars thing. He basically said, you're entitled, you agree with sweatshops and pedophiles, and you should get your award and shut the fuck up. That's pretty
I
much
mean,
like, that's, like, way worse yeah. than... You know, a G.I. Jane joke. So I don't know. I just feel like it was a little bit blown. Not a little bit. It was blown out of proportion for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like the initial apology from his PR team was half-assed as fuck. Like, definitely not written by him in my mind.
Well, that's why it's a PR team.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't explicitly say that. It was on his Instagram, but you can
it's
just.
A PR team.
Yeah, you could just tell. I don't know. I mean, they did. They ruined everyone's night. And I mean, also with the whole debacle in the first place. I mean, it's not like the joke wasn't necessarily funny.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. It may not have even been written by him by any means. Like, you know, they kind of do script things there, you know, and stuff. My nose is itchy. I'm sorry.
I'm like scratching with your non-existent
I'm like
hand.
Twitching. yeah, it's just, I don't know. It should have never happened in the first place, you know, in general.
I mean, listen, hang on. Wait a minute. Like, that brought some excitement to the Oscars, though. If we had award shows where there was physical violence, that would be such more entertainment than bullshit award ceremonies.
I mean, I guess, but...
Like, can you imagine the Game Awards, right? You know, Neil Druckmann walks up stage for Last of Us 3 or whatever the fuck, and Hideo Kojima comes out with a ladder and fucking decks
a ladder? Oh my goodness.
He comes out with a steel chair and, like, decks him, and he's like, Silent Hills, and runs off stage.
I don't know. That sounds cursed. That
Did
sounds
you
like,
miss me?
That sounds like an episode of the Imposter Syndrome podcast. One thing I want to mention about this that is so wild to me, like the most wild part of it all,
okay,
is that, well, there's a few wild things, like, but I feel like this is the craziest in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone could just walk up on the Oscar stage and just hit somebody, especially the host. Like, there's no security. There's no protocol.
Do you see his aura in this picture? How
right.
could you stand in front of that?
You're right. Tasers, nothing would stop him.
Yeah.
No, but come on. That means, yeah, like, anyone could just walk up and, like, shoot that guy and just be like, okay.
Well, I mean, imagine.
We'll be right back. you know?
I imagine there's security somewhere.
It wasn't there.
No, I mean, like, outside, at least. Like, you can't handle a weapon in it, but, like.
No, but I'm just saying, like, come on, man.
I also think because there hasn't been a precedent.
Yeah, but you just don't. I don't know. And then, like, he got the fact that, like, he won an Oscar. and got a standing ovation. Oh, yeah, so this leads to our next topic, which is that Hollywood is brain dead. So
where is it? Is it this?
So Hollywood is brain dead because they're just a bunch of virtue signaling, just stupid heads. I'm trying to be better. I got so activated last episode at the end, and I'm just trying to be a little bit better. I want to be low key about it, but I just don't understand like how you can see that clearly. See that there's some mental breakdown going down here. Mm. Like the host of the show just got bitch slapped by, you know.
Yeah,
it's just like the entitlement. The fact that like you're in this sphere that's just not reality, that you think that you can get away with that.
I mean, I don't know if you recall when COVID was happening.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's still happening, but like when it wasn't in its peak.
Yeah, crime, when it was like, it was bad.
You had like the fucking, was it, a bunch of celebrities doing that like John Lennon song. What was it called? Was it?
Oh, God, the cringe.
You remember that?
No, I don't think it was. It was like, remember all the people living in. Wasn't it that one?
Was it Elton John? Was
it? It's Hallelujah, I thought.
No, there was another one, I thought.
No.
They were all singing together.
Yeah, it was Hallelujah.
Was it Hallelujah?
I'm almost positive it was, but it was cringe, nonetheless. Yeah.
Like the most tone deaf thing of like.
Listen. Yeah, it's just like, oh, great. Gal Gadot sang in it flat to me. I feel so much better about my family members dying.
Yeah. Or like, what was it? Was it Ellen or something? Like sobbing because she couldn't leave her like mansion.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I can't leave my seven pool mansion with a movie theater and like golf course and like luxurious, you know, house maidens. And
yeah, right. Well, God forbid you have to struggle.
Lesbians around every corner. It's like, God forbid. I'm sorry. Let me stop.
You're getting a little spicy there. That's a.
I like Ellen. I'm just being a joke. It's all jokes out here. Please don't slap me, Ellen. Okay.
Ellen's a little bit. You know.
Whatever. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't understand how they got a standing ovation for that, and like the fact that like, I don't know, not very little people came out and like said this is wrong or whatever.
Because it's a cult.
But then again, like, the people who did then got attacked. Like, Jim Carrey says something. He got attacked for being a nightmare in the past. Zoe Kravitz is now a pedophile, apparently. Like,
how does, like, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't have slapped him. Oh, so you like touching kids, don't you? It's like, oh,
well,
what?
No. So she make, I want to be clear, because that's important. So, like, she made comments, I guess, like, in an interview once about Jaden Smith when he was, like, 14 and, like, how they should hang out or whatever. So it's not necessarily invalid. I'm not saying that it's not. It's just that, like, you can't really speak out without having your, like, past shit come back to you.
Yeah.
Well, also, so it's like a lose-lose. It's like you're afraid, almost, like, you know, nowhere is safe.
Except
I mean, I think it was wrong overall in general. All of them were wrong for that. Like, the clapping, like, really? And, like, the entitlement to, like, and the entitlement to, like, slap somebody on, for the world to see. You know what I mean? Like, literally, the world watches the Oscars. To slap somebody and then strut back to your seat, sit there, and then win an award, and then go back to your seat and stay the rest of the night, and then go home and have nothing happen to you. It's like, what world do you live in that we don't? If that was anybody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if a guy slapped a woman or something? You know what I mean? Or, like, obviously that's worse, but.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, what if, I don't know. It's just like, what if a woman slapped another woman? Like, would people care more? I'm just like.
Would it matter if he was white or black?
Maybe.
Is that like a...
Well, there's a lot of that going on too. You know, I don't know. It's not my place, but I'm a blue guy. It's not my place.
I don't have skin anymore.
Yeah, you're just dead. but there's a lot of that, like people, like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, people talking online about how this is like, oh, if this was a white guy or whatever. But that's weird to me because they're both black.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Because a lot of people are like, and I guess, are like, some people are coming to Will's side. I don't see how you could do that.
But you didn't see it. He threw up the Crips sign before he did the sign.
Stop. That's terrible.
I'm sorry.
That's terrible. That's funny. Right. No, but I've said worse. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised he went through this whole Hollywood thing without mentioning Epstein.
Oh, I know, right? He's not relevant to this.
I know.
He wasn't relevant last time either, but...
I know. Right. That's why I was surprised, because I'm like, this was more relevant.
I'm not going to keep mentioning him. I don't want to put the infamy on there. I was just mad. Yeah.
I thought we, like, you know, like, the first episode was gonna be like, oh, we know we're getting back at the groove of things, so it's gonna be a little bit rough, but like, second episode where you're so toxic.
It's the VTubers, man. I feel safe. Oh my god, I can't.
You stated last time you have social media accounts that do have your actual face.
Well, don't tell them that now. No, it's all right. They don't know who I am.
No one cares enough.
No one cares enough. You're right. It's just like, it's just one of those things. I don't know. I want to get over it. Whatever. Who cares at this point?
Yeah, it's.
It's just, everyone knows that they're brain dead and that they suck. You know, yeah. it's just a bunch of virtue signaling. It's just a bunch of, look at me, I'm righteous. And then it's not actually when it counts, you know?
Yeah.
If, like, something's at stake, or, you know, they feel like it's going to be bad press, it's just like, I'm going to take a back seat over there.
There's very few actors who are actually, like...
Genuine?
Are genuine.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to think of names right now. Ian McKellen, right? He's probably a good guy.
Morgan Freeman,
you know.
He seems like a gentleman.
He seems like a good guy. And that's... Sir Christopher Lee is dead, so I can't use him.
Tom Holland seems like a good guy.
So, oh, did you hear... I mean, it's probably going to amount to nothing right now.
Yeah.
Because he starred in the Uncharted movie.
Yeah.
So they were doing an interview and they're like, what other video game like character we play? He's like, you know what I want to do? I want to do Jack from Jack and Daxter.
No way.
And I was like, listen, Tom, I like you and stuff, but you are not Jack. You are so, like, you know, aww, like, you do realize you cannot speak, right? You can't speak because the first game he's mute the entire time. Like, what are you going to do?
It's true. I think Robert Pattinson's pretty genuine. Because he just seems like a giant weirdo. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he's so far removed.
But he lies a lot on press tours, I heard. I've seen, like, interviews.
Where but it's great, though.
That's what I'm saying, but that's, like, the fun part of it, is that he's, like, he keeps himself very, like, aloof, very private.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, like, really vibe with the whole public eye thing very much. Vox Machina, what is that?
Oh, that's why I forgot to...
Hey, man.
You forgot. Oh, God.
I forgot.
Got to tell me. I didn't get a screen ready. Oh, God. Now I got to do it live.
Well, at least they know it's live. Yeah. They can tell.
Okay. Vox Machina is an animated version of the Critical Role Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Oh, sick.
It's on Amazon Prime, and I watched it. And it's good.
Oh, you know what? My friend is watching this right now. I keep seeing, like, he sends videos in the chat. Shout out to Manny. He keeps putting videos in the chat of this. I'm almost positive this is what he's watching.
Yeah. It's real. I actually enjoyed it a lot. It was pretty good.
That's fire. Did it give you any inspo for our stuff?
It's hard because it's not... Like, it's removed from the D&D format. Like, there's no Matt Mercer in a corner being like, roll for this damage, you know?
It's just pretty much a story.
It's an animated interpretation of the story. So it's a lot more streamlined. But, like, there are...
You want to put a trailer up?
Fucking making me work here.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm like a slave.
You're dead anyway.
Fuck you, that's racist.
How is that racist?
That's specious against Reapers.
Shut up. You don't have. You're dead. You don't have emotions anymore.
I have emotions. Yeah. Oh, that's a Red Band trailer. Ooh. Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Fuck it. It's animated. No one could tell.
I think you could put the volume up a little.
Yeah, I don't know when the volume's not working for some reason.
You want to go full screen?
I think it kind of fits. And but I can full screen if you want.
Let's just see how it looks.
Oh.
Oh.
It's fine.
There's a big dilemma there.
It's fine. We can see a full screen and they will kind of see the full screen. I don't know.
Be fuck.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It has like a, almost like a, what is it? The other Prime show.
Invincible.
Yeah.
I think it's the same team.
That Young Justice style.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's the same team.
Yeah.
It's behind it.
It's kind of funny how like the same animation staff, I can only assume it's either that or it's like a ripoff or something. But it's the, you know, the people that make DC's Young Justice team.
Yeah.
That has to be them, right? Because it looks almost identical to the style. But it's just funny they can go, like, to a kid show like that or, like, a teenager show to, like, this totally raunchy, like, thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a...
Hey, this looks fire. Can you imagine? One day. One day with AccuView contact lenses. That's not a sponsorship.
Yet.
We'll have this happen to our D&D campaign.
That would be interesting.
I was talking to the guys today. They're really excited about it. I was talking to Kevin and Angel, and we were talking about like I didn't give them any details, obviously, you know? I just told them that, like, we have plans for, like, different, like, routes that they might take. And, like, you know, there's, like...
A three-act structure with varying different villains with an overarching
villain. Yeah, but we have, like, a lot of original characters. Like, isn't it, like, 15, like, Hero Forge originals? Something like that?
Yeah. I spend so much money.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Because it's like you want them to look good, so it's like you get
them
colored.
Well, we want to be professional. I think our whole thing is like we're just trying to be legit, you know?
Hero Forge, if this ever reaches you, can you just like, just $10 off? Can you just like, a little bit off? Can
help
you
sponsor us, Hero Forge, please?
I mean, not even sponsor, just take like $10 off the price for a colored figure. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ, it's so expensive.
Did you download Honey?
I didn't. Well, it doesn't matter.
This is not another sponsored ad, but
no, it's not.
Honey is the self free promo. Honey is like
I mean, I know what Honey is, but okay. It doesn't help.
Well, for the people who might not.
Well, then why are you reading it as ad if we're not being paid? This is a capitalist society.
All right, screw you guys. Look it up. So I guess
people watch enough YouTube and stuff. They know what Honey is, probably.
With BetterHelp, not no. I'm on fire today.
That would be the work. Like, well, AccuView contact lenses. Like, we neither of us has proper eyes.
I know. I have proper eyes.
Oh, you have proper eyes. I just have glowing orbs.
Yes.
That wink. Occasionally, because I gotta fix the blinking feature.
Yeah, you just have it's a condition.
Oh man, it's really bad at dry eye, guys.
Oh my god!
Or you could say pink eye, ooh, because it's pink. Good.
You're just a racer head.
No, that's no.
You're for
Halloween. Oh no, actually, no. I was thinking the wrong racer head. I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
I was thinking the movie Eraserhead.
You've brought in shame to your house.
No.
That's why you're trapped here to do this.
I can't escape.
Get me out of here.
Let me out.
I tried to go to sleep to see if I would wake up somewhere else. I'm still here.
Welcome to the back rooms, motherfucker.
It's like that that Black Mirror episode. Have you seen all Black Mirror?
I think I've seen most of it. I don't.
So there's this one episode where this dude's like in this cabin with this other guy,
Yeah.
And they're talking about, like, their lives and stuff. And it's, like, a continuous loop because they're trying to get him to admit that he, like, I forget. I think he murdered somebody by accident.
Okay.
Or he murdered somebody on purpose. I honestly can't remember the details. But, like, he's constantly just in the loop of this, like, house with this, like, this, with this, like, stupid Christmas music playing.
Ugh.
And it's actually not the real person. It's actually a transfer of their consciousness trapped in this thing. Because they were trying to get it to break so they can self-admit to the crime. And that was, like, evidence.
Okay. All right.
You know how some episodes you can, like, transfer? Like, they have, like, these things where, like, oh, you have, like, a little AI version of yourself.
Yeah,
that, like, helps you with, like, stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like that, except that they're torturing it to get it to give information.
Oh, no.
So it's kind of, this is what this is. Just kidding.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, 30 episodes of pain.
No, I love doing this. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is great.
I missed doing this. I really did.
Yeah.
It was like cool to, like, take a break to focus on new stuff and get excited for things, but I definitely miss, like, talking to everyone. And
I really like having this because I do have fun with the models.
Oh, I have a ton of fun. I'm a fool, dude. I love this.
Oh,
that was.
We will fix that mouth. Don't worry.
It's cool.
We'll fix the mouth eventually. We'll
yeah. I look like I had a stroke or something. And my mouth only opens occasionally.
Occasionally.
Well, you know, it opens all the time. It's just very
tiny.
Very tiny. Very so tiny. You can't always tell.
We got to adjust the parameters for that.
Yeah. We're trying to figure it out, but it's complicated. So forgive us. You know, we're working it out. I do hope that at some point I can get to your HD quality level.
Yeah,
because my model is that quality. It's just not show. It's not reflecting very much.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, I think it's partially because the other streaming device is a MacBook instead of, like, a PC. So
you think it's, like, a power thing?
It probably is a power thing. It's probably like it can't handle running OBS and VTube Studio at the same time. It's like, I can't.
I mean, it still looks good. We both look good.
You know, it translated well, so that's what I'm all care about.
Like, yeah, it's fine overall in general. What were we talking about? I feel like we got lost in a tangent.
We were talking about Vox Machina.
Oh, right, the D&D stuff.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes I wish I could be Matt Mercer, but I can't.
Oh, you know what? Can you look up Hero Forge?
I can.
I just want to show everybody because I'm trying to, you know, build the hype, right?
Build the hype.
So
sneak in a...
We've talked about, like, miniatures and, like, building models and different things like that. So there's this website called Hero Forge where you can custom design your own characters. So we didn't do this for every single creature or character because that would break our wallets, honestly.
Oh, but, God,
like,
yeah.
And time. However, our main cast and main set of characters that we have in the story are custom. So... As you can see, you have a blank template. You can choose, like, your
species.
Your
right.
Species going through here. You want to give just, like, show another one just for reference.
You want to. Oh, you want to.
There it is.
Wolf kind of person. You want a croc of person.
Yeah. So move on to, like, maybe the clothes.
Yeah.
So you have, like, a ton of different armor sets and, like, different things that you can enter in. You can, like, mix and match them together.
There's, like, pre-established ones, but then you can also, like, go in here and specifically choose out, like, certain
like shoulder pads. It's super detailed. Super, super, super detailed. And they can be in color or they can be in, like, that matte gray.
Yeah, so if, like, just for example, there's color presets if you want to, or you can pick out.
You can just store one on just for the sake of it.
Yeah, like, oh, let's just, you
like,
know.
It's honestly, like, I mean, look, we just did something, like, in 2 milliseconds, and it already looks like a fig.
It looks legit. Somewhat.
It looks like a somewhat legit figure, so it's a really cool website. I mean, it not only is it free, but it's just fun if you like character creation to just fuck around.
Yeah, you can purchase them.
Yeah, you can purchase them, and they come, like, you can also, like, put objects on your base and everything.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. So all of the casts that we have will be have their own characters that they customed themselves. Yep. They have their own built lore, their own classes that they've made for themselves, own abilities that will vet, you know, in general. But you can choose your weapons.
Yeah, you get a whole different... I love... There's a little Easter egg stuff. Like, yeah. This is Overlord. This is the staff from Overlord.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just a reference. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really nice. So they have guts...
Got guns. You
want a gun? Yeah. That's a... What is it, a musket?
A dull barrel shotgun. There's familiar stuff if you want, like, a little...
Yeah, if you want, like, you know, little creatures to join you and different things like that. So it's going to be fun, and we're really trying to make it, you know, legit and everything. So if you're interested in, like, just fucking around with this thing or making a character to walk alongside of us in spectate mode.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and also Hero Forge, you know, if you want to...
Yeah, if you want to, you know,
just sponsor.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to complain about it. You know what I mean?
I would not mind the price as much.
With our coupon code IMPOSTER, get 5%. Yeah, no, right. I'm just joking, but that'd be awesome, right? Hey, we could dream. We can have goals.
Yeah, this actually looks not too bad.
It doesn't look that bad, right? Just from like a 2 second thing.
Like, yeah, I don't know what the gist would be. This. Character, but it's kind of cool.
But it's kind of cool, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be like a knight that always wanted to be a musician.
I never wanted to be a barber anyway.
Like, he was forced into
I always wanted to be a lumberjack.
I always wanted to be a court jester. An entertainer. What is that thing in The Witcher? Like the thing that Jaskier is? Or Dandelion, if you want to be legit.
Was it a bard? Like you?
Yeah. I always wanted to be a bard. Or- But my father said I had to join the army.
Got flame skulls? Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Maybe we should do a segment where, like, we create a character.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Actually, you want to do that now?
Create a character?
Yeah, like, real quick.
All right, do you want to?
All right, so I'm going to give you a prompt, and you create the character, yeah, okay?
I'm going to reset.
Just to show, like, intuitive. We don't have to go in, like, super detail, but...
All right.
All right. So, you have to make a fat fairy man.
A fat fairy man?
Yeah.
Okay.
No disrespect to any overweight people, I guess.
Are there fairies? I mean, what are they...
There's wings.
No, I know. I'm just like...
There's no subclass of fairy. So you're going to have to be a little inventive.
Yeah, I know. So like they'll be kind of like elfy. Oh, a little fawn, maybe?
Sure.
It's kind of...
Hey, this is your interpretation.
It's
different.
It's more like a fey sort of thing.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Do you want a man or a woman one?
I did say man.
All right, so Matt Mercer here.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, he kind of looks more like the... Oh, no, actually, no. I'm going to go elf. I'm going to go like a... Goblinoid. Yeah, there's so much shit.
There's so many options, as you can see. So it's like, it could be a little overwhelming at first. So that's why maybe it's good to have like an idea of what you're looking for and kind of just.
Yeah, I mean, also because you don't have to stick to one race entirely. You can go to.
I've mixed and matched things.
Body all the time. And like choose different bodies from here and stuff.
And like different heads and different faces. Limbs. Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with an elf.
You can do a man or a woman.
I'm gonna go man.
I'm not that picky. All
right, I'm gonna do man elf kind of thing because it's close enough to a fairy.
All right.
And we're gonna make him. Short.
Cool.
We're gonna chunk him up a little bit. Is he a strong fat?
Is he a strong fat?
Is he a solid fat or is he just a gluttonous fat?
He could be a solid fat.
Okay, because like he's
maybe, I'll accept that.
Maybe he's got like a
little bit of bulk.
He's got like a solidness to it, right?
You know, yeah. Oh hey.
Oh damn.
Hey.
Like, he's been lifting trees and
yeah. He just stress eats.
He's got to keep up that calorie intake, man. Oh, there we go. he's like those fucking like Scottish Klansmen who like throw the telephone poles, like that sort of thing. And he's got a fucking huge ass dump truck. He's got a
small squats from lifting the trees.
Oh yeah, give me that curves.
We like our curvy people here. Voice crack, ew.
Yeah, that face needs to be
worked. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so let's look at.
There we go, like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's a. There's
like. Oh, maybe do like that strong jaw guy, but then like the one in the middle, right below.
This one, the orc one.
Yeah, the orc one.
Is he a fairy still? We're not entirely sure.
No, he's like Oh God. You know the king from Shrek?
Farquaad?
Yeah, he's Farquaad.
Oh my God. Okay.
But a fairy Farquaad. That's the prompt.
So he's like, he's got royalty, right? He's,
yeah.
All right, the hair is kind of close
to it. Farquaad, is close. Actually. I don't know if they have anything that's better than that. Oh wait, no, that's way better.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Trying to see, you know, luscious manes, but like Farquaad has like, well, he's got like a, it's more roundish actually. He's kind of more like,
he has a bowl cut type of deal, right?
Almost. He's kind of like this, right? That's Farquaad.
That is Farquaad.
There we go. Hello, I'm Markiplier. No.
That was good.
There are glasses somewhere. I think.
Farquaad doesn't have glasses.
No, I just like the Markiplier.
Oh. Hey, everybody. Today we're going to play Five Nights at Freddy's.
What's at the point of 87? No.
Hello, everybody. I'm Markiplier.
Should he have horns?
Was he a goat fairy?
Nah,
let's leave it as is.
All right,
he needs a hat anyway if he's Farquaad.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So Farquaad has like a weird, stupid. It's not quite a crown. It's like a.
It's like a top hat, but not.
It's not quite a. It's kind of a fez, but not quite.
Yeah, it's small, right? It's not as big as his head. I don't think.
No.
Right?
I mean. I don't know if I can really customize the size yet.
I don't think
they are. They are sending out an update soon with that you can basically like
manipulate like the circumference of things. And
yeah, stuff like you can adjust like actual parameters on the face and certain and kind of like what's it called kit bash.
Yeah,
essentially. Kit bash. So
we'll just do something that's close.
All right.
Sure. I think that's honestly better. That does look a little bit closer, like at least in like the diameter of like how it looks.
I'm just curious, how would a crown look?
Ooh. Oh, you know what? Actually, let's give him the crown.
All right. He's going to have to be royalty.
Yeah.
And then clothing-wise,
he wears like that stupid like tunic type thing, isn't it?
Yeah. You looking for a reference?
Yeah, I'm gonna look at a reference. I think doing this from memory is not ideal.
There's some like noble clothes, like that's like a nobleman's sort of thing. That kind of is okay.
All right, I got him. So yeah, he wears like that tunic thing.
Oh,
it's pretty close. I think they have shoulders like that.
They do.
So let's look for a tunic.
I think it's a chest. It's not this one. No.
It has to be like kind of like solid, like flat, no texture.
Might be a little tricky.
Well, even a shirt might work. I'm just saying, like, because then we could add shoulders to it.
No, I know. I was looking because they have one with those puffs on it. So, like the shoulder puffs.
Oh, they have one already.
Yeah. So I was gonna find that one. Not that. Nope, that's not a oof.
Oh, God.
Sexy Farquaad?
is Farquaad the night shift?
Not quite.
That's closer.
That's not too bad.
We should probably, let's leave that for now. Because that's actually like pretty on the nose.
Okay.
So let's go to the shoulders. Maybe we can put some pauldrons that look like that. Yep. Or close.
That's, they're big though.
Armored Farquaad. Farquaad, excuse me.
This is when he's this is like Lord the Farquaad. This is like the alternate history of Farquaad if he actually became like,
oh my god, look at this.
The Chad Farquaad. Oh god. I kind of like this one. It's kind of works. He doesn't need gloves. It is like downpouring outside right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so sorry if you can hear that.
Yeah. It's just like the weather is like, no, you need to stop. What are you doing? What is his legs?
It's just tights. And he has like those like his traveler's boots.
He's got
boots.
A little skirt part though.
That's kind of what the well, I guess you can add that, right? There has to be one with like, I feel like there's one with this. Ooh, what's that?
This one?
No, the one below it. What does that look like?
A skirt?
Oh, okay.
With bare legs.
Yeah.
He's been hitting the gym.
Swole Farquaad.
Ooh. Oh, he's got pants.
It's too epic, though. It's too epic. It's too epic.
All right. Let's see.
What was the one next to the dress?
Which one? Up?
Yeah. The scroll one down. One down to the right.
This one?
Nope. Up one.
Mini skirt?
That's kind of how it is, though.
It's a mini skirt, though.
But that's kind of how it is. It's above his knees.
It's like denim jeans.
All right. Fine. Let's continue.
Yeah. let's see here. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Damn. What? It's in his pockets, bro.
Oh, this one, actually. Is that what we had before?
I think so. I don't know, man. I think the mini skirt is the best one.
No. Honestly, the default is not too bad.
Let's just leave it as a default.
All right.
Can we post shoes on this man?
Yes, we can. He's got like high boots, right?
Yeah, he has like traveler's boots. Second one.
I gotta give him some high heels.
Whoa, hey.
It's like the SpongeBob thing when movie when like Patrick Star comes out.
Yeah,
game like the Bayonetta heels.
Stop.
I look how much height he gets. Like,
whoop, I know, right?
it's
like he's wearing stilts or something.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Is he Robin? The heels, stilettos.
Yeah, there's actual boots. Hang on.
Yeah,
Mars boots.
That's pretty close. But we can keep looking. He has, they're just thin because of his style, but... Oh, can you thin his legs out?
Can I thin his legs out? Let me see. Oh, that's a measurement.
It's probably the curves that are doing it to him. But then he's not as chunky.
Yeah. How much?
What about his bust? Oh, that's just his boobs.
Yeah. Ooh.
Do a little more.
A
on
what?
On the bust.
Like a whoop.
Yeah. We'll, that's fine. That works. And we'll give him curves again because I did like it with the curves.
I'm going to give him a bigger waist. And then I'm going to sort of curves. Or do you want to go all the way?
No, show me all the way, like, and then we'll see. Maybe 75.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Nice.
It's going to really suck for anyone who's just listening to the audio version of this podcast.
I know.
They're like, what are they doing?
Make sure you check us out on our YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube.com/... YouTube.com/this
That's very helpful for the audio only people.
The Imposter Syndrome podcast on YouTube. You know us as a skeleton and a blue man.
Wow. 10 out of 10. All right, so I think we're good on that. Let's go to color.
All right, let's. Oh, do we want to give him gear? Does he need anything?
Oh, does he need anything? Well, let me look at. Let me see what he has in his possession. Does he have any items of particular value?
Well, this is kind of like the alternate future. So, like, should he have like a kingly staff or something?
Wait. Oh, can you give him a glass? Because he, look at this picture.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Give him like a martini glass or something.
I got bottles. I got goblet.
That might work.
Yeah, I think goblet is.
Goblet's probably the best one, yeah. Cool.
There you go.
Alrighty. So let's get to color now. So the majority of his outfit is red with gold lining.
Now, I could do it by hand, but I'm pretty sure red and gold are theme in here somewhere.
Can you customize a preset?
What do you mean?
Like add upon it?
Yeah. Yeah, I can take one of these and then go with it.
Yeah, maybe just like have a, like a template just to make it easier, and then we can switch up some stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to see which. That might be...
I could just do it by hand, too. It might be easier.
It might be easier just instead of searching through. All right, so let's zoom in and let's focus on the head first, all right?
All right. So what's cool is that you also get a... You also get...
So many options for like different types of effects and
so like skin
textures.
Yeah, different skin colors for different.
So
ranges.
he's a pale kind of guy. So maybe the
here.
No, it needs to be lighter than that. A little lighter.
I'm looking at the picture. I'm trying to see.
That seems like that's on the money.
Does he have a bright lips or is it kind of skin lips?
They're skin lips.
Okay.
So maybe like a pink or something, yeah. Oh. Oh, well, I guess that works for the sake of it.
Yeah.
So the hair is black.
Yeah.
Boop. His eyes are blue.
Come on. Come on. Thank you. What kind of blue eyes should I give him?
Just like, I don't know, like a sky.
Well, should I give him like big ass ones or like tiny ones?
Give him big ones. He has big eyes.
All right.
Oop. Cool. All right. So his ears.
Yeah. So what's cool is that if you add a paint, it's all it gets here, so you can just kind of click
catalog it.
And then you can mix with the color in here.
Oh, with the hue? That's nice. Yeah, a lot of options here. It's really rad.
I gotta do the eyebrows too. Ooh!
Oh boy. All right, cool. So, all right. So now let's focus on the head. Like the hat, I mean.
Crown.
Crown, yeah. I can't speak English, apparently, ever.
I'm going to do big red and gold as our color scheme, right?
Yeah.
So we got a nice red. Maybe it should be a brighter red.
Like that. Is there a brighter, even brighter one? Yeah, that's probably better.
Okay. I'm gonna just.
And then the shoulders as well. The inner side. Nope. So the. I'm looking here, the skirt, and then the hat, like the base of the hat. Yeah, like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also a bottom. Zoom in real quick. To the crown. Oh. No. Zoom in. Yeah. And then, like, put your mouse down just a tad bit.
Oh, in here.
Yeah, in here. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
All right, and then then the shoulders as well.
All right. I'm gonna do this part. Okay.
Make the black. the inner red as well, like just like you have it right there.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good.
Okay.
All right, so let's do the gold accents.
Here we go.
So the gold is actually not on the pauldrons.
Is it not? Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like a beige. So it's the lining of the collar. Yeah. And then we'll do that. Let's see. And then we'll focus on the crown.
Well, I have an actual gold for that one.
Please. All right, so let's do that one next, cuz that's all there is for the yellow. Actually, you know what you should do?
Mm.
You see where you have that yellow for like on the pauldrons?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be yellow. So you should put the edges of the pauldrons that color.
Oh, these?
Yeah, that should be that color.
Okay. And then these are like the white?
Yeah, that's the white. Yeah. Kind of like a beigey color almost. Yeah. And let's focus on the crown.
Yeah, maybe the rest of it's red. There we go. And then the crown, we will give you a gold. Man, this is sure is an entertaining podcast.
I think it's entertaining. It's kind
of
cool.
Hey, Timmy, what was your favorite part of the Imposter Syndrome podcast? I liked it when they were doing the thing that we can't see.
Well, that's why you need to make sure you check out our YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can see the visual platforming. So right now, if you can't see and you're just tuning in this section, we're creating Farquaad from Shrek in Hero Forge.
Yes, to give you a demonstration of
the sickness that and like how creative you can really be.
All right.
Okay.
Why are these?
So for that ring, around the bulb, make that the same color as that beige. Because there is like a white lining, so just to be like, you know, consistent with the color scheme.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
All right.
So now his sleeves and his pants are like an ash gray.
Yeah. I'm making this cup gold.
Sure. The bottom half too. Yeah. Sick.
Jesus Christ. Mouse, come on.
There you go.
Gold hands. All right, and it's a.
Oh, his gloves are red too. I'm sorry.
Oh, he didn't even have gloves on. Gotta give him gloves.
He just kind of has smooth, short gloves.
There you go.
Sure.
There. Ooh.
Give her that, buddy.
Am I still alive? Okay, hello.
Hello.
Okay, cool.
All right. So let's do his sleeves. Yeah. It's an ash gray. It's not black.
Okay. Black slack.
Maybe a little lighter. Because his boots are black, so we want to have like a different tone.
That's kind of lighter.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, and then his sleeves, his leggings are the same. Yeah. And then his boots are actually black.
All right. Get this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so now his belt is black too. Maybe not make that color black because it's kind of blending. Maybe make the ring, like the edges.
Maybe I should make it dark brown.
What? No. I mean, like the base. Like, don't make the base black.
Oh,
because it kind of blends. Like, it kind of loses feet. There, that's better. All right, so his belt is black, and then the little like tie, make that like a baby blue, a royal blue. Excuse me.
Oh, I can't change. It's all one.
Oh, it's all one piece.
It's a rope.
Oh, bummer.
It's a rope. So I can just.
I'll just make it black then. That's the main color of it.
There you go. Let's go.
All right. Now his gloves are the same color red. Does they have any detail on the gloves? Like, is there an outline of any sort, or is it just one solid?
Yeah, it's just one solid.
Okay. You just have gold lining, but what can you do?
Yeah, if we had a more detailed glove, but like it's really small. So
yeah,
I think these are actually like surgeon gloves. Oh well.
Yeah.
And lastly, got posing.
Right, so you can also pose your character as well. And you can manipulate the pose.
Oh.
He's always arrogantly smiling, so maybe do that creepy
you
one.
You gotta go.
He's always like, his mouth is open normally. Give it a little bit of a... That's creepy.
Yeah, there we go.
Do a wider smile, I think. Just a tad bit. Yeah, that's better. All right.
And then we will... Not advanced, I just want body. What shall we pose them as?
Trying to see, there's gotta be one. Oh yeah, dude.
There he is.
100%.
There he is.
Zooming on the guy. All right, everyone.
All right. Oh,
tell
actually, us what you. Yeah, we gotta do the finishing touches because his neck is realized is not colored.
Good job.
There, and then I'm also gonna really.
Oh, you should make the innards of the connector of the pauldron gold. That yellow color, or maybe even gold, like the that inner side.
Oh, I didn't realize that was not colored. Okay.
Can you?
Is that? I can't even tell if that's doing anything. It's kind of doing something. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey. He's got gold teeth. I gotta go paints, and I gotta go bone, and then I'm just gonna give him some whites.
There nice.
There we go.
And there he is, Farquaad in the flesh. If you want us to do more of this, let us know. Because I think this was fun, at least like for the people on YouTube, I'm sure. Audio people, I'm sorry.
you just got to get it with it, man.
Just imagine. Or you know what? A challenge to the audio people.
Yeah.
Go on Hero Forge and make it alongside of us.
Do your own spin on it.
Do your own spin on Farquaad.
How accurate can you get to
But this is our version, our little 15-minute version. I think it looks pretty rad, dude. We got to put him in the story.
All right.
Just as like an Easter egg or something.
Let's see. No, not that one. We want him. We want him colored. We got. I want.
There you go.
There, and it gives you a little idea of what he's gonna look like.
Yeah, and like the D20 is like a size comparison type thing.
He's
right?
A tiny boy.
Yeah, they're very tiny, but it's cool. In the flesh. Let us know if you want us to make more Shrek characters. If you want us to make Shrek or Donkey or vice versa, let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty fire, huh? We should try making like a Batman one day. See how like how like.
Yeah.
See what we could do.
Yeah, like, I mean, I made a Grievous once, in there.
Oh, show us.
Oh, I deleted it.
You deleted it?
Yeah, I was thinking of, I have so many figures, man. I made Eyes on Ghoul from Overlord in there, and it's pretty accurate, actually.
Show. Just to see like how like, you know, how advanced you can go.
How can I do this? Okay, I don't have, because we're logged into a different account right now, so I can't log into mine without some details showing up on screen.
Oh,
so,
boy.
I'm going to just show you, and then I'll add it in post. Michael in the future, put it on screen now.
On screen now.
Yeah. All right. And like, okay, it's loading. Heroes. Man, it is windy as fuck outside.
It is.
There he is.
Oh, wow. That is really close. Holy crap.
Right? It's pretty good.
That is actually rad.
Yeah, he's got the staff and everything.
It's, yeah, that's... Dude, that's fire.
Yeah. So... You could do a lot.
Yeah, you could do a lot with it. We like it. I mean, the cast that we have bringing in. And like, I'm not going to announce anything yet just because we want to get closer and have more things prepared. But they were really excited about using it and had a blast making their characters and stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's fun. Check it out for yourself.
Yep. All right, that's enough plugging. Hero Forge, I want an email tomorrow.
I know, right? This is the crazy videos.
All right. That was a big detour. What did we have on this docket?
All right, so Michael, tell me.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
All right, so in the age of streaming, there are two ideologies.
Okay.
When it comes to releasing original TV shows.
Yeah.
There is the ideology of having a weekly episode release, or the Netflix method of having it release all at once. What are your opinions on the ideologies, and who's right?
Now, I just remember I wrote this thing down in the docket because I was just so distracted with Farquaad right now. But so the reason why I put this in the docket is that because the next batch of episodes from Part 6 of JoJo has been announced to release later this year. And the JoJo community is kind of not too thrilled.
How come?
Because what it used to be when JoJo came out on like Crunchyroll and Funimation and all that stuff is that it released weekly, right? And like there was a whole big celebration. It's like JoJo Fridays and everything. And like as each episode came out, the community was like talking about it and like discussions and memes and all that stuff for the Reddits and stuff. But since it's being released in batches now, you have that 1 month or two period of time where everyone's talking about it. And then
discussion dies out.
Yeah. Like we haven't talked about part six at all since it's released.
No.
So like if it was coming out like it was before, it'll be like episode whatever is going crazy right now. I can't wait for the next one. But like it's you losing that engagement in the long term. It's a sacrifice for short term binging.
Yeah. I can definitely see that to be a thing. I mean, there are benefits to it because on one aspect of it, like, hey, I can binge watch this.
Right,
like,
yeah.
There's always like, oh, I don't want to wait for another episode, you know? Because it's like the self-gratification and like the quick gratification of our society is strong, you know, yeah. In general. So I see like the ideology in doing it that way. On the other hand, though, it sometimes builds excitement for, you know, if you have to wait a week or it kind of takes away from the cliffhangers when it's all like in one batch.
Yeah.
My nose is itchy again. I'm sorry. Allergy season. I apologize. Even blue wolf people get allergies.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you, you skeleton asshole.
Reapers can get sick, just not.
Man, yeah, I'm sick. I'm certainly sick, all right. Obi-Wan, Kenobi, the show we talked about on the first episode, recently got delayed.
Oh, really?
Just a couple of days. But it's a little interesting how they're doing it. So they're having it actually released the same day as Star Wars Celebration Convention, which is kind of strange because. I don't know if they're going to do, like, an early screening or if the people there are just screwed and they have to go home, like, at 12 to watch it. I don't really know. But with that, two episodes are releasing at once, and then the rest of it will be weekly.
Okay.
It's kind of a blend, honestly. You get a two-hour... Because, like, it's rumored that... that she knows my... God! It's rumored that each episode will be an hour.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like you're getting a movie on the first day.
Hmm.
On one hand, it'll end quicker.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you get more content sooner. It's like
yeah, I mean that's
one of those things.
2 hours of content. It's 2 hours of content. Why my brain's the image of Farquaad just came in my head.
We should just have Farquaad in the background.
Image or content, I'm just like,
Oh my god.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, like, it's 2 hours of content you at least talk about. It's not like anime episode where it's only like 20 minutes. So,
yeah,
that's kind of that works better. And then it's like the next episodes come out next week. So it's like,
yeah, so it's going back to schedule.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that as a comparison. It's kind of the best of both worlds.
I'm trying to remember how Arcane released, because they did it kind of like in three acts.
Did they? Because Netflix usually just drops shit.
No, they did it in three acts.
Interesting.
But like it was short distance time. So it was like the first three episodes, next three, and then the last three.
Hmm.
I don't remember how much span was in the time between the episode batches, though. So, but it was not like a while. It was... Maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month.
I don't know. I don't think Arcane needed any help with the hype.
Nah, I did not. Did you? You got to...
I still haven't watched
it.
I'm sorry.
Arcane's really cool.
I know.
The soundtrack's really hype.
I know. I'm sorry.
Everyone see my anime?
Stop.
Watch yourself.
Oh, my God. That rain is coming.
Yeah, I'm. It's gonna be a rough one tonight.
Jeez. Oh well, it is what it is.
Oh well, it's immersive. We're all here together. You're wherever you are, either watching this on your computer or your phone, or if you're just laying in bed listening to us. We now have our ambience are... This is Welcome to the Imposter Lo-Fi.
You're laying down.
Oh, ASMR.
Your eyes are closed. You're picturing you're in a cave. Because you got stranded out in the woods and your mother's dead. And you're wondering if a bear will come back and attack you in the night. But you're calm. You're calm because there's rain. Sorry.
I don't even know where. I thought you were going like ASMR sexy route. I don't know what horror scenario you just came up with, but all right. I was gonna be like, you're laying in your bed.
Oh yeah.
You turn over and in the right rain,
beside you,
right beside you in the glistening moonlight through the rain droplets is my sexy calcium body.
Sexy.
In my silk bathrobe.
Where's our sexy music? We need some ad-libs.
I know. I'm sorry. We don't have... We can't... I'm so tentative on the music now because, like, we released our first episode. And we had our Jujutsu Kaisen...
Get claimed immediately.
And they immediately claimed Sony Japan. It's like, nah. And I'm like, but it's not on Spotify anymore. I thought... Oh, well. Yeah, I don't have sexy music, unfortunately, but, you know.
You're in the void.
Oh, shit, hang on. Pause. Oh, fuck.
Is Ko out there?
Yeah. Oh, God. Kobe! Oh, God. Come on. Oh, my God.
Is he in?
Yeah, he's in.
Is he wet?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's just soaked. Oh, baby. You alright? You alright? He's so soaked.
I want to see him, but I can't. You don't want to pick him up, because you're just going to get wet.
I'm just kind of dry him off a little bit. I thought he came in already.
I heard stuff at the door, but I didn't think it was him.
Yeah, it was locked. I had it locked before, so, like, nothing would come in and out.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Indeed, though. Aw. Ko.
Oh. Poor baby. Poor baby.
Oh my god.
Live rescue of cat.
Jeez, dude.
Watch my model die on screen when I go save my cat.
Well, he's alright. He's just wet.
In case anyone doesn't know, I have a little enclosure for the outside because it's not really safe for cats to go out, you know, at night.
Yeah.
So I have like a little enclosure pen for him. It started downpouring. I think the little cat door was locked. Cause like, we were doing stuff, where we like reinvigorating the pen sort of thing. So we've been doing construction and stuff. So he couldn't go outside until recently, and I guess we forgot to unlock the door.
Unlock the door.
So he just came drenched outside, and I'm like, I just heard the meows right now. I was like, oh fuck. Oh, I'm sorry, my little friend. I'm so sorry.
He's probably so pissed.
No, he doesn't know it was my fault. I rescued him. That's all he matters.
Indeed, though. I feel so bad. That's terrible.
Yeah, oops.
It was an accident, obviously. Yeah, yeah. We didn't know he was out there.
Yeah. We were too busy making Farquaad.
What were you even talking about? I forgot.
We were talking... Are you planning on going out again? Ko, are you serious? You stupid fucker.
Is he really going outside?
I'm walking towards the door.
Oh my god.
Oh no, he's just climbing out. Okay. Oh, I was like, are you serious right now? Did you not learn?
I know. It's like, nah, man, I'm not going out there.
Oh god, what we were talking about episodes, we were talking about whether or not it should be...
We were talking about Arcane.
We were talking about Arcane.
And it's sagas, but I thought we left that.
Maybe we did.
Oh god. Sorry, we got a little spooked because we wanted to get him inside, obviously. So
yeah. Oopsie.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So Jake, have you heard of this thing called Pokemon Roulette?
No, I'm not doing that again. All right.
That was the funniest thing.
That was terrible.
When I was editing.
I know. I actually felt like broken.
Revenge.
Whatever. I'm going to use the world on you, dude.
Oh, no.
Speaking of the world, I'm getting swole.
Oh, you're getting swole. You're already swole. I can see you.
No.
Getting swoller?
I'm getting swoller.
Swoller. Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
Besto friendo.
Besto friendo.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm getting older. I always hear like or see videos of like people in their 30s or like make sure you get healthy in your 20s or you're going to feel it in your 30s. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting close. I got a couple years, but I'm getting close. So I decided I'm going to take my health like a little more seriously.
Yeah.
And starting with, I'm going to the gym once again.
See, every time someone mentions the gym to me,
yeah,
I'm going to the gym, my face becomes this.
It's too early.
But, like, I know I should probably, like, take care of myself. And yeah. It's probably not a good thing when I, like, move around that all my bones creak and crack.
Well, I mean, it's really just air pockets. It's not necessarily.
And then I have, like, a radio nearby that plays, when you're old, dead.
Well, clearly you should have exercised because you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really trying to take it seriously at this point. I got protein. You know, when I was in college, I paid like, I don't know, like $60 for like this tub of protein.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm committed because I paid $60 for this. Yeah. And I did get kind of like, you know, I gained like 10 pounds, obviously not all muscle, but I was bigger, way stronger. Mm. So,
does protein do that?
Well, I mean, working out alongside protein. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what protein does is that it helps your muscles heal faster. Which in turn helps them grow bigger, which in turn helps you lift more, which then, you know, it's a cycle, essentially. But okay. Another thing that I'm doing, so I've done a lot of research because this time I really want to take it seriously. I watched this guy called Greg Doucette. He's a pro bodybuilder or was.
Yeah.
And a world record breaker on bench press, I think.
Yeah.
He's always yelling, like, get in the gym, pretty much. Or like, no, you're fat because you eat too much and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're right, Greg. So he kind of motivates me to go to the gym. And he has a lot of good advice because even though he's a bodybuilder and he's openly admitted to being on PDs when he was in the game. He's older now, so he's not competing anymore.
Yeah.
And he's on HRT and he talks a lot about like natty or not, you know, like whether or not celebrities are taking steroids or not and how can you tell. And then also about workout plans, best like workout exercises for these muscle groups. And he's not like bullshit, like get abs in 5 minutes with this HIIT cardio workout. It's not like that. Try my protein shake and you'll lose weight in 1 week, 30 pounds. 30 pounds of muscle gained, and you'll lose 30 pounds of fat all in 1 week.
Okay. All right.
He's not like that.
All right.
So he gives, like, very practical information and everything. And he says something to that spoke to me for ideology. It's don't focus so hard on the end goal. Just enjoy the journey and focus on how you can maintain it.
Oh.
And like and also like when you have a dream bod, your first goal is to get halfway. Halfway is not as hard as getting full.
That's actually really good advice.
So it's really just a mental game. So I'm really like anytime and also in the gym, work harder than last time. That's always my thing. As long as you work harder than last time, you eat in a caloric deficit if you're trying to lose weight, and, you know, you just stay consistent and try not to worry so hard about you being, like, you know, Arnold in, like, you know, a week. I think that's, you know, good advice in general in that regard. I'm also taking creatine now.
Creatine.
So creatine is a supplement. So, like, when you run, let's say you do a sprint, right?
Yeah.
You have a gas tank, pretty much. I'm putting this very simply. I'm not using scientific terms here.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just generally speaking. Mm. You have a gas tank, essentially. And then when you're sprinting, it burns out and eventually you're depleted and you can't do it anymore. You slow down, your form breaks or whatever, right? Yeah. So creatine is like an extra gas tank, essentially. To a degree, what it does is that it hydrates your muscles, it pumps water into your muscles,
yeah,
which not only one makes them look bigger but also encourages them to grow and recover.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up lifting, like, all right, so he said that, like, if once creatine starts really kicking in your body, you can, instead of gaining one, say, like, you gain a pound of muscle per month, it'll, depending on your person and the nutrients that you're missing, you can gain anywhere from 3 to 4 pounds a month, which doesn't seem like a lot of muscle, but it really is when you're natty, essentially, you know, in general.
Yeah.
You know, it takes, to put 30 pounds of muscle, natural, can take like 10 years, depending on your genetics.
Mm.
So it's really good for that. It's also, it's the most studied supplement for athleticism.
Okay.
It's the safest supplement. It has like no downsides. Your body creates it, but very, very minimal amounts, and you get it from meats and fish.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But you can't get enough of it. You'd have to eat, like, pounds of meat to get enough to actually make a difference in your build and your muscles. So what a lot of people do is they take 5 grams of creatine a day, and it usually within that range, you'll start to feel the effects of the creatine once your muscles are fully saturated with it within 4 to 6 weeks. Now, scientists and studies have shown that if you load on creatine, if you take 20 to 30 grams for the first 5 to 7 days, you'll feel the effects immediately. Now, the only drawbacks to creatine is that sometimes people can find like diarrhea or muscle cramps and stuff. Very rare, but more often than not, when you load, you'll start to feel those symptoms. Mm-hmm. Now, I already have a bad stomach as it is, honestly, so I'm not loading. I originally was going to load, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to enjoy the journey and take my 5 grams per day. Drink a lot of water as well, because, like, it's water retention, you know? So you want to be really hydrated when you're doing this in the first place if you decide to take creatine. I'm my friends take it. They're pretty swole now than when, you know, I remember. And it's, you know, it's very helpful for muscle growth and everything. So with – and also when you're doing – sorry, I'm rambling. But also when you're doing protein, you want to take – the general rule is that you take a gram of protein per body weight. So I'm 165, so I should have 165 grams of protein in my diet for muscle growth.
Okay.
So if you get, like, my protein is 50, 45 grams per two scoops, so I'll have one protein shake, like, an hour and a half before I go to the gym, and then, like, another one, like, a half hour after I go to the gym, and then I take my creatine at night after I've eaten dinner, and or in the evening, rather. And, yeah, I'm going to see how it goes. I'll keep you updated. I really just started. I'm on this I can't say words. Hypertrophy. There it is. Hypertrophy. Christ. Oh, my God. So it's pretty much just a full body workout plan. It's 5 months, 3 8-week plans. So that's what I'm starting with. So I'm really starting with that. I'm cooking for myself now as well. I'm tracking my calories per day. That's all I care about. Like, a lot of people do macros and, like, all these different things. And, like, honestly, wow, the thunder. That was wild.
Ooh.
That was wild. And honestly, like, if you're in a caloric surplus, you're going to gain weight. If you're in a caloric deficit, you're going to lose weight. And my goal is to build muscle in a caloric deficit, because a lot of people think you need to bulk and cut. You know, at first I bulk and I get fat and then I cut, right? Mm. But all the muscle that you build during the bulk, you're going to lose some of it during the cut. So it's kind of like, I don't know, to me personally, it's redundant. So what I'm trying to do is build, it's going to be a little slower, but again, enjoy the journey. I'm going to be in a caloric deficit and use my remaining fat stores to get down to like 15%, 10% body fat, and use that energy to build muscle, essentially. But yeah, I'm excited for it to see how it goes. I feel good. I've been going, you know, and I feel good about it. I'm definitely, you know, the first few days were tough because I'm just getting back in the swing of things. But these last few days have been good. Like, you know, I feel like not too bad afterwards where I'm like freaking just lost in the sauce with jelly legs or something, you know? So yeah, it's good to get healthy and just, you know, take care of yourself in general. So if you're struggling with working out and, you know, you're impatient or you want to see results, I mean, everybody does, right? But it's a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. So enjoy the journey.
I was going to say, do you know about a guy named Jax Blade on YouTube?
I don't think so.
He's like kind of a workout guy, but he's like a huge anime nerd too.
Oh, is he?
So like he does workout routines that like if you want to like you want to be like Ryuji, or do you want to be like do like a Goku build or something? Like here's the workout that you need to do that sort of thing.
I guess, but like that's like I've seen that too. And like I've seen people like be like, oh, I'll train like Rock Lee for 30 days, I'll put ankle weights and all these weights on.
Well, no. I mean, he wouldn't be like, he's not like that. It's more like,
he gives you workout plans to get that build.
Yeah. Like you want that sort of build. You like, this is what
if you want to look like Goku, you got to take steroids, unfortunately.
Yeah. He's like, it's like, yeah.
But. Well, a lot of people get discouraged, because they see like these actors who are, hey, Ko. Oh, you look dry already. Yeah. Little fluff ball.
He's over here now. Next to me.
Hey, buddy. Sniff me. Oh, thank you. I rub your head, too. You're so cute.
He's so affectionate right now because he was trapped outside.
I know. Hi, buddy. Hi. You're so kawaii.
Yeah. We don't have a model for Ko. He's just going to be
He's just laying forever. There. But cute he is between us.
Yeah.
Or he was, now he's leaving us.
Now he's lamenting outside.
The betrayal. So a lot of people have a negative connotation because Chris Hemsworth, he's like, yeah, I trained for, you know, 3 months, 6 hours a week. I ate, you know, like 6,000 calories.
But admittingly, they also starve themselves too to get that look too.
Well, not I mean, like, if they're not meeting quotas, then yeah, then they have to starve for like 2 weeks to, and then really manipulate like how much water they drink and stuff. But no, but Chris Hemsworth will be like, I got this big for Thor 4 through my Center app. Go buy it for $20. When it's just like basic shit, in reality, he's just getting a needle in his ass. And it's like, bro, he has amazing genetics. Like, he was always, like, natural. They're all huge. The Hemsworths are big, right?
Yeah.
But if you take a look at him as Thor, and then when he was doing extraction, and you see, like, he lost, like, a fuck ton of weight, like, and mass. Why? Because he's not taking the steroids anymore. And then when he went to Thor 4, now he's back up again. So the thing is, like, you have to understand, like, these, like, celebrities. Like, who is it? Kumanji? That dude from Eternals, the Indian guy?
No idea.
Well, he was a dude in Community, and he was like, you know, skinny, fat, whatever, like just like average guy. And now he's like a freaking Hercules, and he did it in a year. And it's like, no, he did not do it just off a diet alone and working 6 hours. No one works 6 hours a day to train. That's not actually beneficial to you. You need to rest. You know,
right.
So people have to understand that like a lot of the way you look, you know, is partially genetics, and it's also the fact like these celebrities and like these like bodybuild, like all these bodybuilders, most of them they're on stuff. They won't admit it because it's bad for their brand.
Well, I mean, at least from the acting standpoint, it's kind of like because you're playing for a role. It's like you're not living your lifestyle like that.
What bothers me is like, well, I use Chris Hemsworth as an example, because what bothers me is that he's clearly using PDs. You know, it's clear. It's just like you don't get that. It's not possible to get that large in such a short amount of time without PDs. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's still working really hard. You could take PDs and sit on your ass, and it's not gonna do anything.
Right.
It's not like he's not working hard. I'm not taking that away from him. But the fact that he's like advertising that you can look like him through his $20 subscription app for working out is a little shady. And he's not the only one. People do that all the time. YouTube bodybuilders, YouTube fitness people on Instagram. They all like, buy my stuff. You'll look like me. But in reality, that's not true. It takes a long time to look like that natural or even with PDs. You know, it varies. Like it depends on your body, how hard you work, what you're taking, how you're eating. It's a lot of factors, so people get wrapped up too much in the mirage of what the reality is.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't have to be open about taking PDs, like, it's your business, but don't false advertise to people and, like, ruin their body image because now they hate themselves because their arms, Chris Hemsworth's arms are as big as their, like, chest. You know what I mean? Like, you know, overall in general, don't feel discouraged out there, folks. It's not real. Just enjoy the journey.
Life is a lie. Nothing is real.
Honestly, I don't even want to talk about the last one.
What do we even have on? I don't even remember what was on the docket. I was just kind of. Oh, I think. Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Okay. I don't care to talk about it.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. I think that's.
We want to have a bit of a tangent.
Yeah. But I think this is a good place to wrap it up. I love that photo, bro.
Yeah, this one's good too.
I like that photo too. That's me after a leg workout.
That's me realizing Ko is trapped outside.
And go back to Toto. That's me after using my massage gun on my on my fucking legs. This is me telling myself, but you said you wanted to work out. Meanwhile, while I'm like laying down contemplating not going.
This is me not having to work out on my way to the gym to slap someone.
On my way to do some finger workouts.
Yeah. I'm here to practice some scales, motherfucker. Nero Mai, that's the artist name. There you go.
All right. Before it gets any more cursed, we appreciate everyone tuning in today to the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 2.
Well, it's... Well, it's episode 32 technically.
All right, Michael, fine. Season 2, episode 32. We appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, both audio and visual.
Yes, like, share, subscribe, leave a comment, and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and our brand new TikTok will be active shortly. Follow us.
Yeah, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon.
You're gonna say Apple Music.
I know, I almost did. You know,
Google everything.
Google Podcasts. And then of course subscribe to the YouTube channel. So you can actually see the Farquaad construction.
Yes. And if you liked Farquaad, leave a like.
Yeah. I updated some things to our bios and stuff. So if you want to write in,
ooh,
I have our email listed. Ooh. And if you want to ask questions or voice concerns or send death threats, no.
Stop. Don't invite that.
No, get the fuck out here of that. That's loser stuff. But, you know, if you just want to say hi, you know, message us on our accounts or email us, whatever.
Oh, yeah. If you want to have a prompt or you have something you want us to talk about, email us at impostersyndromepodcast00@gmail.com. Yep. Again, that is impostersyndromepodcast00@gmail.com. Follow us on our Instagram page at impostersyndrome. Right? Isn't that it?
Yeah, at impostersyndrome, but it... words cannot speak them. it's imposter syndrome, but the
the links will be at the end.
Yeah, it's in the description.
It's in the description.
Have some initiative. Just check it out yourself.
We are not good at this part, but we're trying.
I can't be.
I know it's hard to self promo. You don't want to sound like, oh yeah, we're so great. Like and subscribe. Like,
how do you not sound like a pretentious asshole like when you're promoting?
I think you just have to embrace it. It's part of the gig. So anyway, we appreciate you guys listening. You know, like, rate, subscribe, leave a comment if you like it. Subscribe to our Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, our, you know,
the socials
pretty much. You know, tell us, contact us if you want us to talk about something or you have a question for us or like to have some civil discourse. And we love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm Jake.
And I am Michael.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.